and we finally know what happened to 2-year-old King Hill. The toddler who disappeared in the summer of 2020 after a Philadelphia woman pleaded guilty today to voluntary manslaughter and abuse of corpse charges related to his death. Here's KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson.
Sienna Parks admitted she was looking after 2-year-old King Hill and lied to police about dropping him off with his mother. Instead, prosecutors read an outline of what Parks says really happened. The 27-year-old said she was potty training Hill and he had an accident, so she got mad and began to shake him, eventually putting him into the bathtub. She admitted to then going outside while the toddler was in the water and smoking some drugs. When she returned, King was underwater. She said she tried to revive him with CPR, but it didn't work and Hill died. Prosecutors showed slides of Park's cell phone searches, including what do raccoon eyes mean and how to treat a skull fracture. And they showed video of Parks with Hill lying on his shoulder. She brought him out to her car one morning and then going to a drugstore. And then video from the following day of her putting a heavy-looking red suitcase into her car. And pictures from the site where they believe Parks left the toddler's body in a trash bag by the side of the road with the rest of the residential street trash. Officials went looking in that area and found trash trucks had removed piles of bags, and eventually they were all burned. Parks was crying at times through the hearing and admitted to having a mental illness. Along with voluntary manslaughter and abuse of corpse, she pleaded guilty to lying to police and endangering the welfare of a child.
Now, Parks is set to be sentenced in December, and she faces a maximum of more than 40 years in prison in connection with the death of King Hill.